This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India's government says new COVID-19 deaths surged past 4,000 in one day for the first time on Saturday in one of the world's worst outbreaks. India now accounts for nearly half of the globe's new known cases, according to AFP. New Delhi has struggled to contain the outbreak, which has overwhelmed its healthcare system and sparked public anger over mismanagement. Health officials said Saturday the Indian capital faces a vaccine supply shortage with only 5 to 6 days of stock in the country's hardest-hit city. Its chief minister says everyone could be vaccinated in Delhi within 3 months if they get adequate supply. India reported more than 400,000 new infections on Saturday, but many experts suspect official death and case numbers are a gross underestimate. The surge has spilled into next-door Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. Its eastern neighbor, Pakistan, began a 9-day shutdown targeting travel and tourist hotspots to try to stop its outbreak. European Union leaders are at a summit in Portugal for the second day of talks, including trade negotiations with India on Saturday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi canceled his planned in-person trip because of the pandemic, but he is still meeting virtually. They are trying to establish a trade deal nearly a decade after talks broke down in 2013 after negotiations over 6 years. Saturday's gathering is the first time an Indian leader joins a meeting with all the EU's leaders. And the World Health Organization approves a COVID-19 vaccine from China's state-owned drug maker Sinopharm for emergency use on Friday, a boost to Beijing's push for a big role in inoculating the world. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.